last day.
It's been a long week, righteously. It has like, been a long week. I just realized like that the first thing I put on my weekly check-in happened this week, and it felt like so long ago.
I bet.
It was Monday. And oh, that felt God. Like so long ago, because you remember you text, you feel me?
Yeah, and I was like, friend, because we went to Jack Brown's on Monday.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so long ago.
Damn. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to another episode. I don't know what did this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
So cool, right?
Welcome back to another episode of Black Flutie, the podcast with Ebony.
And JoJo. Where all things are elegant, graceful, and black.
Sorry, guys.
It's hell.
Let me turn my shit down.
I'm going to turn on Do Not Disturb, but my student just wrote me and said, my teacher fine, baby. None of these hoes got shit on you, LOL. Had to wing the words because I'm a good child. She didn't say none of the stuff. She said H, but she like censored out.
Asterisk.
And then she forgot shit. She got the little doodle pile.
Your students are so funny, bro.
Girl.
They're so fucking funny.
Oh shit, I thought I lost it. But hello, black, elegant, graceful, and black as hell. That's what we was at.
Nigga, you already guys, bear with us. It's been a long. We'll explain. It's been a long day. Y'all was really not finna get an episode.
Like, no, like that is. I looked at him and I said, "Do we want to do this today?"
Honestly, it's been a long day. We're going to get into it, though, both of our chickens. So, what have you been doing this week? What's been your vibe?
Like I was just telling y'all, this week has been such a long, long week. So, Monday was like President's Day. So, we were out of school. So,
damn, this has been a long week.
It's been a long-ass week. And, like, I never felt it. Like, I didn't feel that it was a long-ass week until, like, right now in this moment. And I was like, damn, it's been a long ass week.
It's been a long
but,
week.
But my first little note was I'm heartbroken, and this is my first heartbreak, my fucking chest. Because I feel like at the beginning of the series, not the series, our first episode, I was like, I've never been heartbroken, and I really feel like I need to go through my heartbreak phase. So I can like go ahead and get out of the way, and it builds character, right? So I finally went through my fucking heartbreak phase, and I literally had to pull over on the side of the road because, like, my fucking chest was hurting. I was crying. It was bad. And it's all because I went back to fucking Tuscaloosa. And, like, we had a conversation on Sunday when we recorded. And I was like, damn. It was about 8 Ball. And I was like, damn, like, you know, I really missed that nigga. And then I had texted him and... like, it didn't just go the way that I wanted it to. And yeah, I texted
you was in your head, like, soon as you texted him. Though.
Yeah,
like, soon I was, as you texted him, you was like, awesome. It's not the same, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whole time, the nigga don't even know what's going on.
And so I was like, Sunday night, I had drove back to Tuscaloosa. And as soon as I got back to Tuscaloosa, I, like, immediately wanted to see him. And, like, I was telling Ebony that, like, I associate, like, anytime I'm in Tuscaloosa, I automatically associate it with him. Like, when I'm here, I don't think about him and Tuscaloosa being, like, one and the same. But, like, when I'm in Tuscaloosa, I'm just like, oh, Tuscaloosa and this nigga are the same thing. And I was like, fuck. Like, this is crazy. And so I was like, I got in my head and I was like, oh, my God, he doesn't love me anymore. I sound like Yvette from fucking Baby Boy. But, like, I felt like I'm about to throw up talking about it right now just because, like, I'm not a very vocal person about my feelings. But I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm so fucking sick. Like, I can, like, my chest was hurting. Like, when people say they feel in their chest, I actually, like, I was like, this is crazy. It was so bad. I was like, oh, my gosh. And the song I was listening to was not making it no motherfucking better. I was just like,
what you listening to?
It's one of my bops of the week. It was Girl Like Me by Jasmine.
Oh,
Sullivan.
And her. We did talk about
and I was
that.
Like, oh, this shit hurt. And so, yeah. I'm communicating with him now because I basically was just like, we need to talk. And I sent him a voice message and he was just like, I'm going to call you. And so we've been communicating very, like, scarcely. Is that a word? Scarcely? These past few days. Yeah. And we have a phone call appointment when I leave here. But, like,
Good shit.
Yeah.
I'm proud
this
of you.
Weekend.
Love you, boy.
Thank you. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know how I feel. I don't know. I was telling Ebony, this might be like the season for boyfriends past. And so, yeah, it's a thing. And so that's what's been going on with me. This weekend was a really fun weekend. I told y'all we was gonna have Casey's birthday this weekend, and Friday we had a 2000s party, and it was so much fun. And everybody looked so cute. It was really fun. It was.
Everybody was giving.
Honestly, and like
I was 3 hours late.
You were still giving. Hell, I was 2 hours late.
Dead ass. You didn't take no pit full bodies. You took some on your phone of all four of us.
Yeah.
Like maybe we'll post that on the screen somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know we'd be saying we're going to post it on the screen. We won't post it, but.
We're going to post it.
It's fine. Seriously. Dead ass.
But yeah. And then today we went to brunch. And it wasn't even like a fucking real brunch because nobody was really eating. But it was like, it was fun though.
It was
like a lounge.
We smell like Black and Miles.
And weed right now. But it's not because of us. Literally it's because of the atmosphere. But it was so much fun. I had a good, really, really, really good time. I had a good time this weekend. But, yeah, that's all that's been going on. Yeah.
We really do smell like a mouse.
Yeah, it was bad.
Not that bad. My weekly check-in. So, I told y'all on last Sunday that I went on a date. The date was cool. I got so drunk, like, y'all.
It was that day.
That was, that was so long ago. Right. That was just a week ago. Y'all, I got so drunk. Like, I had like 3 martinis, 2 shots of tequila, shot of Crown. I was very drunk. The day was cool, but I ended up just telling him like literally just yesterday. They're like, you know what? Like, it was cool. Like, you're really cool. You're really nice. But I just don't like view you as a romantic partner. I view you as just like a friend, like something cordial. But he was real cool though. Like I said, the day was cool. We went bowling. He wasn't doing the lean, but he did have his own ball and his own ball cleaner and his own cloth.
Yeah, he's
to clean it. And that shit was spinning. So the day was cool nonetheless. I forgot like how much I like fun dates. Like, yeah, like we like played like arcade games, like a little basketball and shit like that. It was real cool. Went on the date. Had training for work. I had like 3 classes for work this week. And I got to link with all of my Black coworkers from like different offices, locations. And I really love them.
I'm glad you do.
We kind of be segregated in class. But I mean, we'll be talking to the other people, of course. But like, we just obviously happen to congregate around each other or whatever. So everybody
it's called social segregation.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Right. So like, we like was real cool. We had a whole therapy session about me and niggas, of course. During lunch, and they were like, bro, you are insane. I was like, I know. So I'm in love, y'all.
She is.
And I don't even like know what to do. Like, I'm in not even accidental love, because I'm very aware of like what I'm allowing to happen and what I'm allowing not to happen. As y'all know, I'm still going to Arizona in 2 weeks, actually. I'm nervous, I'm excited.
It's gonna be so much fun.
I know, I'm really fucking excited. So
it's your first time on the West Coast.
It is. Now that I know
West
that this.
West Coast niggas know we fuck it up. Is it West Coast or West Side?
West Side nigga know we fuck it up. I'm pissed that I didn't know that it touched California.
I'm still mad at you about that. I really am.
My geography skills are really bad. I know it was that far away. That's why they got palm trees and shit.
Yes, Ebony.
Whole time. But yeah, I'm in love. And like, it feels very refreshing because as y'all know, and as y'all know, I really get tired of niggas so fast. Like, they breathe wrong. I'm like, okay, that's enough. But like, apparently, since I've known him for like 6 years, and like I told y'all, like, I'll get into a whole rundown of that one of these days. Probably on my own show, Added Theory of Black Girl, _ follow us on Instagram. But I'm like in love, and it's like I think it's making me reevaluate like what it is that I truly value like in men and like in relationships.
Yeah.
Like before I was thinking like, oh, I value this, and this. But like, you know, we had to talk this morning about everything that like me and him discussed kinda. And I was just like, I might value other things more than I thought I did. And like, you know, like being different brunch now, not being subconscious about certain stuff. But I'm in love. We went to brunch, like JoJo said, fun as hell. Lil Hood loved it. Yeah, no, I'm from the burbs. I love a good hood vibe, okay? Love a good hood vibe. It was very, like I said,
I'm not from the burbs.
They were smoking Black and Miles.
I feel at home.
It was fun. The DJ was not it.
Girl, we gonna get
the
into
DJ,
that.
Like I told JoJo, he would literally play Round of Applause or Waka Flocka, then switch to like So Gone by Monica.
It was really weird.
And it's like, bro, get through your, like, you didn't prepare your set for this. Anywho. And then, like I said, Casey's birthday, 2000s party. It was for happy birthday, Casey, because by the time her birthday could be done past, because it's March the 1st.
Yes.
A true, what is she, a Pisces?
She's a Pisces.
True Pisces queen, okay? And she was giving, like, she was giving, everybody was giving. So it was a really fun weekend.
That's all we did.
Right. Friday. Yesterday, we were supposed to do something, didn't do, not a thing.
Oh my gosh, I was so sleepy. We were tired.
I've been tired as fuck literally all week. Mm-hmm. And no, I'm not pregnant. I have to clarify. Because I haven't had sex in a minute. So, that was that. I guess we can get into... Yeah, I forgot what we're going to do. We're going to do what you need. Because, y'all, like I said, we was really finna give y'all a 30-minute episode. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, dang, let's just run through it and see how we feel when we start recording. And I feel a little more energetic. We're just hungry as fuck. But anyway, let's get into what you need. Okay, so now we're getting into what you need.
Really, really need love, babe. Take you out and put them double C's, love, babe. I like to, when I'm in a cut, if I take you to my crib, I put that way down in your good. Danny's already talking, got the Zanny's going. What's up, bro? Oh, let me tell you, I looked at him the other day. You know how we was talking about how he don't match, how he look, whatever, whatever. Uh-huh. But, like, he still doesn't match how the way he sounds.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm low-key attracted to him. I think it's his music and, like, his charisma.
It's his vibe.
His vibe.
You know how we feel. We all about the vibes.
It's the vibes. It's and, like, that's what we mean when we talking about, like, you ain't got to be, like, conventionally cute. But, like, everything else makes you cute and attractive.
It's really, like, and I was talking about this in class the other day. It's not even the real topic, but, like, someone, I just really need someone that's very confident and very charismatic. Because I feel like me and you are both very confident people, like, very self-aware people. And, like, very, like... we are very sure of ourselves. So if you not like that, I'm going to be overwhelming for you.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be looking at me crazy because I'm sure of myself. And it's like, nigga, you need to be sure of yourself. Exactly. Be charismatic. Like, charisma can get you a long fucking way. It's in people that I thought weren't even that attractive. After that first FaceTime call, it's like...
Don't bathe that shit upon me. Like a pole, that shit you're talking. FaceTiming my baby tonight.
Hey, when you're coming home,
I'm gonna give you all of my love. I'm gonna put it on you.
I know that's right.
I said, ooh, you ahead of the drug and going on. I'm gonna give you all of my love. I'm gonna put it on ya. Ooh.
Good shit. But for like that first FaceTime, you be like, nigga.
That'll do it.
The first FaceTime can make or break.
I would say I love the first FaceTime because, like, it's lies and butterflies. Like, I like to say, it's lies and butterflies because, like, I mean, it's so, like, cupcakey and so cute, especially, like, if the vibe is right. Mm-hmm. If the vibe is wrong, then it's weird and it feels like we're forcing it.
Right.
But, like, if it's a good vibe and, like, y'all vibing, da-da-da, it's like those days when you used to be on the phone, on the house phone,
and
your feet, you be cocked up on the washing machine, and you be in the fucking bed, and your feet reach the washing machine in the damn washroom. That's
and especially if, like, because, you know, like we talked about, niggas are not that good at taking pictures. Mm-hmm. So most of the time, if they are cute, like, they're gonna be fine on FaceTime.
Yeah,
and you sometimes they'd be like, do 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 do, and then answer their phone. You be like,
but, like, do you be nervous during, like, the first few, like, when somebody's like, when it's like y'all about to be your first FaceTime call, and you be like, you text them, you be like,
and be like, okay, I'm ready. Call me.
Yeah, and then you just be sitting there waiting, and you gotta make sure, like,
I be pulling on my regular camera so I can be like, let me see how I look from this angle.
I literally jump on Zoom and be like, let me see the fuck how I look. But, like, you gotta make sure, like, the outfit is right. You gotta make sure, like, the background is good because you don't want, you know, no crazy shit happening in the background. Making sure, like, the noise is good and everything like that because the first FaceTime. Is that Kiara?
Yeah.
What the hell did
she say? Bro, I feel like every time we record, Kiara DMs us something insane.
And beat your ass. Learn from me. What did we even post?
What did we post? Hey, Kiara.
Hey, Kiara. But yes, that FaceTime date, honestly, not a change in the topic.
Just go with it.
It's honestly like a pre-first date. It'll make it or break it.
Is what be like your ideal, like, first date fit? I mean, your first FaceTime fit.
My first FaceTime fit? I always want to shoot for comfort because I never want to, like, seem like I'm doing too much or seem like I'm not, you know, like I'm doing enough.
Right.
So I always, ain't nothing wrong with, like, a little hoodie. And so that right there, That right there. Wait, yeah, pause. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take it away, yeah. Penny.
It just gives That Right There by Summer Walker. But so I always go with a nice hoodie. I love a good hoodie. And a hoodie is like very, it's very safe. So it's not showing too much. So it's not like trying to give off the wrong idea, because some folks, they'll be like, oh, she's showing me the goodies on FaceTime. That means she want to fuck me, or she wants something like, more out of this.
What if I just didn't want to, what if I just comfortable?
What if my air broke?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm wearing a tank, my nipple poking. It's a nipple, nigga. That don't mean I want to.
You got one
nipple.
Too.
Right.
And so, like, I always go for a hoodie. And, like, I usually, I'm not going to lie, I usually try to schedule my FaceTime dates, like, after I didn't went somewhere, because I still got my makeup on. So, the only thing I do.
Send us a message.
Dad. I bet it's some.
Cue elevator music. Hey. Hey, Jamarcus.
What do you say?
Oh, and I didn't even look. Right, see what he said.
He sent us the fire emoji to our boomerang.
Thank you so much. Like, we love Dad. A supportive king.
Thanks, Dad.
What did his phone do that Tay sent me on Instagram? We'll get to him after the show during the game. Boom.
Yeah.
You said you can't lie with
me. And I always like keep my makeup. I try to schedule my FaceTime days like after I've done something, so I can keep my makeup on. So all I gotta do is like snatch my lashes off. Yeah. But if not, you're just gonna take me as I am. You're gonna get some facial moisturizer.
I'm about to say I'm getting nice and greased up like a newborn. Yeah. That'd be my go-to. For one, I wear a hoodie also, but sometimes I'll wear like a 5 graphic t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then honestly, when I was in college and maybe my friskier days, I probably would wear a tank with the nipple pokage, but not because the nipple pokage. But just because,
yeah,
nigga, I'm in my house, like,
exactly,
I'm chilling, and niggas' nipples be poking, don't nobody want to say nothing, but let our nipples poking, it's a problem,
and now we're sexualizing.
That's fucking weird, but I would wear like a hoodie or something like that, and like just, I don't have to wear pants, they're not gonna see shit, because on the first FaceTime day, I'm not really finna be standing up unless I have to.
Exactly, we're gonna stay very positioned in one space.
You feel me?
So they ain't getting too much movement.
Facts.
Cause like too much movement can seem like very chaotic.
Yeah.
It's like, and one thing, like my biggest pet peeve is when we on FaceTime and you talking to other people. Yes. So like on our first FaceTime date, you do not need to be in a room with other people. I need all eyes on me.
That's stupid.
No.
If we go together, that's different. You can do whatever you're doing or whatever sometimes. It's our first FaceTime. You're not telling me you're at your homeboy's house?
Or like yo family in the room and you talking to your family while we're on FaceTime. Now I feel strange.
That's weird.
Because am I saying hey or what?
Right. I mean the fam or what? Like now it's like, nigga, it's me and you.
Okay. No, Cassie. Everything we say, I'm just like, no, whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's me and you. I'm waiting to think I want to make a move.
Now.
Baby,
tell me if you like it.
Tell me if you like it. Because it's like, nigga, like, don't be having other people in the room. And this is me and you. Usually, like, I'll set up. I have my desk. My desk originally is over there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'll have, like, I'm not going to lie, have a ring light set up or, like, one of my studio lights.
Yeah. You got to get the light.
Got to get the good angles. But I don't want to look like it's too much, like, cause I still want to look nice and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So I either do that or I'll get in my bed and, like, it's an angle, like, I'll be laying down on my pillow, but, like, if I just hold it like this, it'll be showing, like, a really good angle of my face.
Yeah.
And then the little light will be shining on it.
I put so much, and I think everybody do, but, like, I put a lot of thought into, like, the first FaceTime, like, how I look. It's, like, I don't want to, like, lay down and my face looks, like, very, like, fat.
It's giving double chin.
I don't want to do that. Right. Or I don't want to, like, be all up in the camera because you're like, damn, I can see in your nose. Or like, you know, just like, it's certain things. It's FaceTime etiquette.
Right.
And I feel like everyone.
It is FaceTime etiquette.
It's FaceTime etiquette. And I feel like everyone should have FaceTime etiquette, especially on those first few calls when you're just like trying to get to know somebody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in a time right now where everything is moving, like, well, not as much anymore, but like before, like a few months prior to this or like last year when everything was like virtual and like you had to like depend so much on like some type of like internet connection, then I feel like FaceTime etiquette is very important because this is like my first like getting to know you.
Right, and if it don't go good, I'm not finna call you back.
And we're not gonna ever link.
Just
like
that dude from last night. I'ma tell So y'all, I had downloaded Tinder again like maybe like a few weeks ago. I re-deleted it though because I'm not really trying to talk to other niggas right now. But I matched this nigga like maybe 2 days ago. And we like were conversing. He was like, do you like mine FaceTime or something? I was like, kind of weird. But okay, so he FaceTimed me, y'all. He looked a fucking mess. his pictures was like, has to be like years. He had, in the pictures, he had like a little hair on his head. He had full dreads when he called me last night. You really think the picture, he looked measly, he looked crusty. Measly? Like, he looked really dusty. So he answered, and then he was like, can you see me? I think the connection is bad. I was like, yeah, let me restart my phone. So my dumb ass hung up. Instead of restarting my phone, I blocked him. Actually, no, I never. He tried to call me again. I didn't call him back. Then I had blocked him. Then I was like, damn, that's kind of rude. So then I unblocked him, and I texted him. I was like, oh, I dozed off as my phone was restarting. I'll hit you up tomorrow. And he was like, good night. And then I blocked him.
When you texted me about that, I was like,
because what the fuck?
What?
And I can't be like, nigga, you are not. I'm not calling you back.
So that's the definition of a bad FaceTime.
You feel me?
Make sure your internet is good.
His angle wasn't right. And he was sitting on the couch at not a good angle.
Not a good angle.
So people, please, you feel me, for FaceTimes, please have, I feel like women care more about this than men. Men will just call you. They don't give a fuck what angle they at,
niggas,
what they're doing,
and the thing what they is, have on. But the thing is, I feel like niggas do care because, like, well, some of them. Yeah. Because some niggas, like, on the first FaceTime date, they'll wear a hat the entire time. You're right. So, like, they care.
And it's like, nigga, what are you hiding under there? What the fuck are you hiding under there? Some of them, you know, some of them don't be. You remember the dude I showed you earlier who I said to call me on the phone? So I looked on his Instagram. He bald, but it's cute.
Let me tell you.
I love a good bald with a beard.
The first dude I ever kissed was in high school. Mm. And he was bald. And, well, already.
Like, already? Like, he was bald in high school already?
Like, he didn't have no hair on his body. So, like, he didn't have no eyebrows, no eyelashes, no hair.
What?
No, nothing. Like, he had some type of condition. But he didn't have any hair. But the thing is, it worked for him, girl.
I'm gonna say probably
baby,
was cute.
He was cute to me. Now he was thirsty, but he was a cutie.
I do not mind a bald head. Honestly, if you can rock,
that was it. Not the first dude I kissed. I'm just saying, lying. The first dude I kissed was Chris. That was his name, Chris.
The first dude I kissed, his name was, I think, Trey.
Trey. We got these generic ass Chris, Trey. Everybody with them names got allegations against them. The only one we missing is Robert.
I ain't never kissed a Robert.
Yeah, that's Mr. Allegations himself.
I mean, the epitome of allegations. Damn, my first kiss was at my uncle's house.
My first kiss was
In the den at my uncle's house.
My first kiss was definitely, I said Dennis was my first kiss, the bald headed dude, but Dennis was not my first kiss. Chris was my first kiss, and it was like right before high school. It was the summer right before. We was at my friend Darius. You remember I told you he used to have parties?
The house parties, yeah.
And that was
Darius
do not watch. But that was the first time I had my first kiss was with Chris then, and me and Chris was dating. Well, we wasn't dating then, but
y'all
like
was going together?
We was finna start dating. Like that jump started our dating.
Ah, he said you had a kid, a smooch, nigga.
A little smooch. And the thing is, I think he always used to like me, but like he was new to the neighborhood.
Love a new nigga.
We love a new nigga. I told y'all about my kids named Ernesto.
Ernesto, I don't even know what they saying.
They don't speak a lick of English. They be Miss Rice. Girl, Ernesto don't know what I'm saying either. I know how to say Miss Arroz. Bonos. That's Miss Rice's bathroom.
You are insane. What the fuck? All right. So, do niggas care about first FaceTimes? Let us know. I'm going to ask youth pastor tonight. Yeah. You can say no, call him Arizona, but I like Arizona better.
I like Arizona, but he don't like Arizona. So, call him Mike Tall.
I guess I respect his boundary. We're going to call him youth pastor.
But yes, I let us know how dudes, like, how do y'all get ready for first dates? Girls too. How do y'all get ready for first dates? Is there like a certain type of like tradition that you do to get ready for the first date? Do you take
first
date shy?
First FaceTimes. Cause honestly,
that's what I meant. First FaceTime.
I used to be I won't take shots before first FaceTimes, but like if I went on a first date or like it was like my first time like linking with someone like at my house in college, I would have to take a shot. Cause I'll be fucking frazzled.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking nervous.
I feel like those first meetups, you definitely need something.
Yes, especially like if you meet somebody like on social media or on a dating app or something.
Yeah.
Even if y'all in FaceTime, it's still nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Because like, what if it's, you feel me, different?
Yeah.
Like when I met the IT nigga and I was like, I didn't drink before the date, but I definitely drank during it. And yeah. I was like.
Do y'all still converse?
Yeah.
Do you still call him your brother? Like, have you started calling him your brother?
I haven't called him my brother yet, but I think he got the gist.
Oh, okay. Good shit. Ow. Goddamn girl. All right. So, because then also, but then we'll move on. Men don't even like, even for like peen appointments, like they know that, like dick appointments.
You said what about them?
Niggas do not be really getting ready like that. Like, women go through a lot of steps to get ready for stuff like that.
Niggas clean up their room.
Yeah, but, like, women, like, to get ready, you gotta, like, get a wax. For me, I would have to get a vagine wax, armpit wax, an eyebrow wax. I have to shower, exfoliate.
Gotta be ready.
I have to nair my legs. I have to fucking full body lotion. I have to oil up. I gotta moisturize my face. Gotta J-roll. Do my hair. For people who do the makeup for the peen appointments, I don't get that. Because I have never done makeup to have sex.
Can't really speak too much on that topic.
I know. Me. We're never going to have a topic about that topic.
Oh, about me? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because I always tell you, I kind of wish I still had mine sometimes. But then, like, people's story. My virginity story was not bad.
Yeah, you had a good one.
I had a great one. But a lot of people, especially when it be like men, have like those predatory stories. Like, oh, I was 13, she was 24.
On that little boosie. That's weird.
That's fucking
that's so weird.
Weird.
And that's not right. One of my students, he has a baby right now.
Your student?
Yes, he has a baby. J-Baby. He got a baby. And J-Baby is, right now he's 14. He's going to turn 15, I think. Or he about to turn 15. But he had a baby last year when he was like,
oh my
12,
God.
Turning 13.
Yeah.
And he, his baby mama, she like 17 or 18.
That's fucking
the silence
weird.
Was loud.
Like, no, that's like that's just really crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the average age that you lose your virginity is like 15. I feel like 14, 15. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18 though. So, but yeah, let us know what it gives. Cause I feel like men just shower and then throw on the thought shorts and a shirt and barely lotion. And
that worked for me.
And then make up their bed.
It worked for me.
It worked for me. It worked. Cause like, bro.
Oh,
if you don't shave Manscaped down there, babes. My mom thinks it's so weird. Then we'll move on, dead ass. My mom thinks it's so weird that I do not like hair down there. I want them to be like bald, like a vagina. Not a piece. I mean, when I say not a one.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. My mom be like, I mean, they're like a man. They're supposed to do that.
Get rid of it.
I don't like the taco meat.
Oh.
I don't like chest hair. I don't like...
You would have loved Dennis.
On me, I would have.
Dennis didn't have a lick of hair on him.
What's his name? Do not have that much hair. Who we talked to before the show. He don't. He like really is not a hairy person whatsoever. Like no leg hair. No nothing. But yeah, I don't like that. Like, man, it can't be the forest down there.
Bro, please.
But anywho, anyways,
let us know about y'all FaceTimes and y'all first FaceTimes and how you prepare for it and things like that. Okay? You ready to get into Song Association?
And can.
All right, cool.
We'll get into Song Association. Okay, now we're back with Song Association. I'll always be free. Song Association.
Song Association.
You want to go first?
For sure, Skis.
Yes, sir, Skis. All
right, you ready?
And then...
All right, your first word.
I'm not. You nervous.
You nervous.
All right, go ahead.
All right, your first word is promise or promises?
Promise. Coming for the night. Baby, take a flight. I just want to lie. You. Da-da-da-da-da. I just want to ride. Dun, 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 dun. Let me skip to the chorus. There's nothing I won't do to spend my life with you. I'll give my all to you. and promise that I will never lie to you, boy.
There's not enough to do.
Shout out to Sierra. That was a good era.
The Evolution of CC was her best album.
Bro.
Was that not the name of the album? I don't think that was the name of the album.
I don't know what the name of the album.
I think I'm thinking about the Evolution of Mimi.
I was about to say, I'm not good with album names, but like that was such a good song. Me, I told you, me and my sister had a dance group when we used to live in Jacksonville, Florida.
The album
shout out to 1070C Valley Forge Court. That was our address in Jacksonville.
Oh, it was just called The Evolution. It had Sierra on it. But that whole album was good. And Promise by Sierra is probably one of her best songs. Yes. I used to, me and my sister, we used to practice with the broom, like what she used to do with the mic stand. And like, you know how she had the mic stand that was like moving was around and she was like, and she was like, oh.
Sierra really be dancing her ass off. Put some respect on her name.
That's not enough to do.
Promises, that's a good ass song. We had a dance to that. We had a dance to And I. We had a dance to Goodies.
You had a dance to And I? That's very iconic. Because that song,
And I know that he won't break my heart. And I actually, we're about to make a call to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
But in his time, I'm gonna make a lock in After Dark playlist when I get home. Time for us.
We're making a call to my sister. She's not answering. So when we need people to call, they do not answer. Well, as we see, she's not gonna answer. But I was gonna ask her if she remember. Me and her remember some of the And I dance from like a long.
We remember some of the And I and some of the One Two Step dance.
But anywho, iconic song. Promise. Was that the song you was thinking about?
No, I was definitely thinking about.
I said we did listen to that last night.
We did.
I mean,
I was thinking about Broken Promises by Summer Walker.
Sick and Tired? Oh.
Not that one.
Oh, yeah, Broken Promises.
And I refuse to add that to the playlist. No. Broken Promises by Summer Walker. It's a bop. And she was like, you can't tell me nothing about my man. I will never. First fuck was a fuck up. Second one was no one. Okay. Third one was a come up.
Are you ready for your word?
I built you up and I held you down. I built you up and I held you down. You can't tell me nothing about my man. Okay, you ready?
Little old people rock. Okay, your word is one.
One?
Mm-hmm.
One. Oh my gosh.
One, JoJo. Think about who you say is
the. I don't know much about algebra, but I know one plus one equals. Hey, and I don't know when I'm gonna die, but I hope that I'm gonna die by you. Hey, and I don't know much about fighting, but I know I will fight for you. Hey, just when I ball up my fist, I realize that I'm weighing right next to you, baby. We okay, and I also think I was thinking of One Love by Trey Songz. It's a bop.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
that. I believe that. That's the guitar.
Bro.
You are all I need, and I never let go.
That guitar was giving Hulk Hogan. Count the fucking days, brother.
Never let
that's
go.
That's what that sounds like.
You give me the
I was thinking about one thing about Amiri. Boom. This is one thing, nigga. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, I try to let it go. You know what? No one knew what to do when she dropped that song. The R&B girlies didn't know what to do.
They had
no clue.
My girl was. It's this one thing that got me tripping.
It's just one thing that got me tripping.
It is this one thing that I'm loving. It's this one thing. It's this one thing. I like the end where she be doing her. I be like, go ahead. I know that's right. Because it do be one thing to have you tripping about these niggas. Don't it? It be that one.
It be one.
If you think about a nigga that you really in love with, 8 Ball, and you just think like one thing immediately come to your mind about him that you're like, I really just can't. It has me fucking in the bushes. That's excluding penis, like other things.
Yeah, just like other things that's not unsexual. Like, it's a bunch of things.
It is.
Because, you know, I ain't.
Men are the cornerstone of life.
I ain't got the.
Right.
The penis.
So it's like.
Girl, men are the cornerstone. Whew, Lord.
Because even like, what's his name?
Now that was definitely demonic.
That's like my favorite episode, I think. That is definitely my favorite.
I was
favorite
like, episode. Oh my gosh, men are the cornerstone.
But, yes, it's ooh, like. Lord. You can just do one thing. I'm like, bro, it really got me tripping out this hoe.
Like, going crazy. Like, because niggas don't know their impact. They don't know their power.
They don't. Because what's his name doing something as simple as wearing his hat forward and push it, then turn it to the back?
Nigga, one thing I can give niggas, I don't usually compliment niggas a lot or give them their
I
kudos.
Know, that's right.
But one thing I do commend niggas on is, like, being able to keep their cool when they like one thing about us.
Yeah.
Because one thing about it, we gonna fold like a damn chair.
Speak we'll for yourself.
No, bitch.
I'm gonna say you'll be folding and do it.
Secretly, I'd be folding. I'd be like,
but that's different. We fold, but in secret.
Oh yeah, we fold in secret.
In real life, I'm not folding. I'm not folding. You're not finna know.
You
but behind closed niggas, doors, they can do something on FaceTime. They do it. I'll be right back. I'll be on the camera like.
The one thing about it, one, a nigga can't say they ever saw me fold. Because I never fold in person. But when I see that one thing, I be like,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Nigga, you see the one thing, nigga, breathe.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa. Oh, trying to let it go. We know. Arizona 8 Ball. Trying to let you go. Can't.
Trying to keep
we've been trying for 6 years.
Trying to keep my eyes closed.
Ghost of niggas past. Anyway.
No, for real.
Whoa.
Now he my past and I don't want to be my future. Plays the violin.
What's that from? Just because we got a past, don't mean we got a future. Oh, this is some Mark lyric.
Oh, no, that's shit cool, I thought.
Somewhere I got a lyric too. She's like, just cause we got a past don't mean we got a future.
You're
stop
right.
Stop playing with me. Are you ready for your word?
Uh-huh. Right,
your next word is club.
You wanna make love in this club.
Hey.
In this club.
Hey.
In this club. Hey.
I wanna make love.
This is gonna be a very 2000s playlist.
In this club. In this club. In this club. Yeah.
If you know you love him, let me see your hands up. On me.
Beyonce's verse in Love in This Club. You decided to be here with me. No coincidence, it was meant to be. Gonna shine, living and forgetting. Cause you gonna tell all of your friends we was on this remix like, whoa. I was definitely thinking of Hate the Club by Masego and Kalani.
Oh, yeah, we
damn, you
that
know
one, so.
I hate the club.
Love in the Club was the first thing that came to my mind. At this point, we don't know if Kanye produced that. He done produced every fucking thing I've ever seen.
I love him.
Fucking breathe in, breathe out. That still blows my mind. Also, Kanye documentary episode 2 came out last week. Y'all go watch it. By this time, episode 3 is going to be out.
Yes. And I didn't. And I don't know if I didn't tell them, but I was telling Ebony the other day that I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but... So, for Gold Digger, Kanye West really wanted Ray Charles to be, like, to clear a sample for him. But Ray Charles refused to clear a sample for him. And so, at that time, Ray had just came out, and he was like, I'm not even finna waste my time no more. I still want to do this song, and I still want to do, like, have, like, a Ray Charles-esque sound. So, he was like, I just got this friend that just made the Ray movie, Jamie Foxx. And he was like, I could just get Jamie Foxx.
She's
in my money.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
And I'm a leave.
She ain't messing with no broke.
Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. We decoded that in class too. Oh, she's a gold digger.
I wish she was my English teacher.
Way over town.
That digs on me.
She in my money.
I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke nigga.
Broke.
Get down, girl. Go ahead. When I was teaching myself how to DJ, I did the Ray Charles sample and then I went to the. It was kind of hard. DJing hard as shit, though. Go ahead. DJing is hard as fuck.
Brandon just said, let me see the whole fit. Okay. Oh.
Well, let's bleep.
You can leave it.
Okay.
I don't care.
I care.
I know you don't care too much, but I still care. La, 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 baby. La, 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 la. Oh, I care. Ooh. I know you don't care too much, but I still care. La, 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 baby. Ever since you knew your power.
You got a fit pick.
It made me cry.
When you call him later.
You're going to have to just take one for me.
Okay, baby.
And now every time my love feels sour. Is it my turn?
Yes.
No, it's your turn.
No.
I just gave you club, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Your word is bitch.
Bitch.
And or bitches.
Bitches. I didn't want to do this one. I throw that ass back to see if you gonna catch it.
You sound very enthusiastic.
For the niggas. I'm bring that shit, I stack it like Tetris. Real good a bitch, real plugs with connections. First I make him eat it till he locked jaw. Give it to a good, knock a nigga socks off. I run it up, they busy running their mouth. I'm a real ass bitch from the south. Or, I can do... I don't know if she say this in the song. I'm gonna cheat really quick because even though I already got my, word.
Cause I was thinking about Made a Stallion. I'd rather be a bitch. Cause so that's when you can call me when I'm tripping, anyways.
That
niggas do be calling you a bitch probably behind closed doors when you be tripping to their homeboys, and I don't like that. Don't do that to me.
Or do they? Okay, this is the word. Hold on.
Because that's what you can call me on a trip anyways.
Okay. No, it don't say it. Never mind.
What song was it?
I know she was attractive, but I was here first.
Oh, really?
Been riding with you for 6 years. What did I deserve to be treated this way by you? I know you're probably thinking, what's up with me? I've been riding for too long. Look what you done to me.
Okay. Damn.
And you used to be my soul.
She must be ad-lib when she's singing live. She has said bitch before.
Exactly.
She definitely said
can't bitch. Stop crying. Can't stop crying. Can't my stop God. Crying. I wish you would have told me that you weren't happy. Look what you done
That's
to
sad.
Me. Look what you done to me now. See, I gotta look her in her eyes. That's and tragic. See, she's had half of me.
That's really sick. One of my song bops of the week is about cheating.
That's crazy.
That's what be scaring me. If I get cheated on, like, y'all think I'm trash now? With no nothing. I'm gonna
show you
to
how I'm really Jamarcus' daughter. Like,
like what?
Now I gotta look in her eyes. She didn't have half of me because I'm not whole without you. No, you're gonna feel last word because I can't.
On me, go ahead. Nigga, you better bring your hole with my hole.
I wish you would have told me
that
you weren't happy. Look what you done to me now.
Jay-Z not right. Even cute.
Your word is two.
Which one?
Like T-W-O, two.
Two. I do not want to sing these. Two red Moskis in the backseat. Girl, don't stop. Keep going there laughing.
Now they like it.
You want me to join in? They asked me. But that's not what I first thought about. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the hose.
Oh.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I did not want to sing that. So I have to go with.
I was
Torn
in between the two.
Cause
I really wanna be with you. Cause I've been telling me I should leave you alone.
Oh my God, speaking of Tori Lucky, her wedding video is on YouTube and it's beautiful. Even though they got a divorce. Yes, because you know I watch wedding videos in my spare time. Nigerian weddings mainly, but hers happened to pop up.
I love Nigerian weddings.
I fucking love, but I literally watch them all the time. But I might watch hers tonight.
Let me tell you what I
need to see this one. It's like my favorite Nigerian wedding ever. That shit hard.
But send it to me.
And Will.
Let me tell you. Last night after I had got done watching our video, I watched.
You be watching it too? I be doing that all the time.
I was in the bed. It was right before I went to bed. a video popped up just like randomly. It was an Ari video, and I'm not a fan of Ari the Dawn, Real Cow Sister, but she has this cooking show on Instagram.
She's actually really, really cool.
Yeah,
really
like chill. I like the cooking video.
Yeah,
are you ready for the last word?
I'm gonna say I used to watch her. Yes, I'm sending you this Nigerian Woody right now.
But I wish you would have told me.
I used to watch her YouTube sometimes because she's very entertaining. Like, and she's her personality is a lot different than you would think. She still is a little crazy though, for sure. Definitely from Chirac. Is she from Chirac?
She is. She's from Chicago.
Yeah. I can tell.
It's your last word.
Oh. My last word is coming. Would you come back? Keep.
Keep. Keep calm. Keep calm.
My division.
Cause it's now and never. I want this forever. No one does it better, babe. And all I can say is keep calm. You look fast.
No. You know I love a good sway. I also can keep the family close by Drake.
Oh, let's just be friends. Friends I don't have anymore. How do you not check on me when things go wrong? Guess that's why you try to keep the family closer.
Much closer.
All of my let's just be friends. Friends I don't have anymore. This is what they say you need family for. Cause I can't depend on you anymore. Much closer.
Also, this was a random thought. Should I say this? I'm going to delete this part out if I do. We'll move forward. Let's get into bops. Let's get into bops of the week.
Let me change the camera.
Okay, go. Hey, right, we're back. All right. Now I'm going to get into bops of the week. You want to go first?
Yeah, for sure, skis.
Take it away.
All right.
Take
so,
it away.
Oh, Lord. Cormetrius wants to send you a message.
What, Quam Quam? Meme.
You going to bring me some tomorrow?
Yeah, JoJo students might be the funniest people I have ever encountered in life. They are literally hilarious.
Even I said I'm not gonna be at school tomorrow.
I know that's right. My queen is taking off. Things I don't have anymore.
Alright, so first pop of the week is Girl Like Me, Jasmine Sullivan. I'm telling you, I was heartbroken riding down that road. And that day, I had to take Old Birmingham Road back to Birmingham because it was like a wreck on the interstate. And I don't know if y'all ever been through Old Birmingham Road, but it take you through like the back way. And you be like, over by, you got to go through like, it's going through from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham. And it's like going through Cottondale, then going through Brookwood, then going through like all the side roads. You never get on the interstate until like you get to Bessemer. Girl, I would not recommend.
I'm about to say, that don't even sound fun.
So yes, yeah, Girl Like Me. And it's like, the part where she be like, you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for. I was like, ooh, I felt that. Next is Cuddy Buddy by Mike Jones and the T-Pain. I'm twisting that song as well as Lil Wayne, but T-Pain is really just like the main ingredient.
He's the one that puts it all together.
It puts it all together. I love Cuddy Buddy. It's probably one of my favorite like early 2000 songs. You can be my Cuddy Buddy for showing around with me. Girl, don't act like you don't already know. And you can get it on the bed of the floating around with me, girl. I want to take you to H-Town. Bop. Next is The Evils by Sir. That is my song because we heard it the other day. And Jack Brown.
Shout out to Jack Brown.
That's literally my favorite place. I love that in place. Birmingham.
I love you, boy. You want to go there tonight? They're going to be open.
Yeah. But we found out we're going to eat it. They're close to two.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but yes, The Evils by Sir. Tell me who that nigga if it ain't me. If it ain't a party, then it's finna be.
Never had a problem
that I couldn't solve. It must be official if I'm getting involved. Caught up in the fire burning daily. Caught up to remember, getting caught up to remember. I didn't drive crazy.
I don't think my mama's gonna save me.
Maybe I'm not flying, but I'm floating. If I'm not ready to the top, where we going? 2 miles an hour, can you picture me rolling? Cause life is always better when you live in slow motion. I want to go to the lead, I'm moving, y'all. All right.
good shit.
Next is bust your windows out your car.
Have you seen that video for the Evils?
Yes, I love it.
Love that video.
Bust Your Windows Out Your Car by Jasmine Sullivan. Again, I've been playing this song all week. Like, I bust your windows out your car. And though it didn't fit my broken heart, it probably always have the ugly scars. But right now, I don't care about that part. I bust the windows at your car. After I saw you laying next to her, I didn't want to, but I took my turn. I better than you had to learn. I must admit it helped a little bit. Ooh. To think of how you felt when you saw it. Ooh. I didn't know that I had that much strength. Ooh. But I'm glad you see what happens when you can't just sing it through with people's feelings. Tell you them love them and don't mean it. You probably say that it was juvenile. But I think that I deserve to smile. Hey, I bust the windows out your car. And though I did it cause I left my mark.
Everybody snap with me.
My initials to the crowbar. And then I drove off into the dark. I bust the windows out your car.
I know that's right, yeah. Queen.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
You should be lucky. That was all I did.
Next is Space Jam by Jhené Aiko. It's off her Selling Souls album. No, it's that one sold out. Oh. Sold out. Okay. Selling Souls is like right before it.
Okay.
It has the first, you know, the song she got like, I hope you don't think that I think that you're some type of hoe. That's like the first hoe is on there.
But she won't.
Yeah, this one don't got Future in it. This one, the first one got Miguel and Gucci Man. I'm going to send it to you. It's fine as fuck. But anyway, Space Jam by Jhené Aiko. It's talking about like how she met this dude and she wants to be with him. But like he's not from this earth because he's that amazing. Wow. Like he can't be from here because he's that amazing. And she can't. And he's thinking the same thing. Like, girl, you can't be from here because you're so amazing.
You're fine.
So they both think they're from like different parts of like the universe. Mm. But like, so they're just like, we might as well just go in space.
I know that's right. Escape with your nigga.
I know that's right. Next is Sadie's Benz by The Dream. The Queen of Slim version, though. Brand new Sadie Benz.
The muffle.
Brand new Sadie Benz. Sadie Benz.
Hey,
brand new Sadie's Benz.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Please do not.
Okay.
Watch something new. Yeah. Watch something new. I know these are comfort movies, but I'm telling you.
So you can watch The Wire 3 times.
You did that bad.
But now.
You ain't have to come for my throat. Like that.
But now I can't watch Queen Slim. That's crazy.
The difference is.
But I love how it's set up. Isn't that right before they meet the black man and end up telling on him?
Girl.
And they like riding in the car?
I only seen that movie 2 times. The first time I watched it in the theaters and I was like, I'm never watching the movie fucking again. And then I watched it with you that day.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like,
I was like, let's watch it.
We need to do a movie night. A movie day, actually. Like a whole movie day.
Let's do Friday and it was Saturday because we're just going to the street where. Oh, that's the weekend after this weekend. We're going to Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah, we could do it then next Saturday.
Damn, I want to go to that party, but I'm tired.
We can do it Sunday.
Yeah.
This Sunday.
Good shit.
All right, so, yeah, Sadie's Man by the Dream. I'm like a Dream, like, stan person. Like, I'm the president of Stan Club. I love him.
Shout out to, I forgot his name.
It's something.
Terrius.
All right, next one is Heartbreaker by Cash Page. La, 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 la. Yeah, love that. And last but not least is You Don't Know My Name by Alicia Keys. I just added this one.
Because
the place.
I was about to say, I was feeling it. I sent the video to Arizona.
From the day I saw you, I really, really want to catch your eye. Oh. And like, that just makes me like, I actually like shot my shot at somebody freshman year.
I told you.
And like, I love that song, first of all, because like it's such a beautiful song. We all do it. Like we see people like when we out, like maybe in the grocery store, the club, or in traffic, they'll be like, damn.
Nigga,
I need to catch your eye.
Like, I love you, boy.
Like I just kept I, like the person that I saw at the I saw somebody that I really thought was cute. I'm gonna just go ahead and tell y'all. There was this guy that walked into the brunch thing today, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's fine, y'all. I was like, I gotta shoot my shot. So Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell came on. Can we talk for a minute? And it's this part in the song where he'd be like, I started to write you letters, and I wanted to be more clever. I want you, and you want me too. And I was looking at him while I was singing it. And, like, as I was, like, because the thing is, before that song came on, I was like, y'all got to shoot my shot at this man. Like, I kept looking at him, and he kept looking at me. And so I was like, yeah. I was thinking. So I had caught his eye. And as I caught his eye, I kept looking. And I was dancing. I kept looking. And I was dancing. And I was like, that's a girl.
Yeah.
So we just.
That's not her brother.
That is not my brother, yeah. So we just moved on. But yeah. Ooh. You go ahead with your box of the week.
I can't believe we did not know that she was a girl. Damn. Sorry to that woman. You was fine, though.
Ew. She was definitely a looker.
Yeah, definitely was fine. Okay.
Ooh, you set my soul on fire.
You don't know my name. Okay, so first of all, the first song on here is Oh My God by Adele off of her latest album. And it's like basically talking about it's like a feel good song to me. It's not one of the sad ones. Actually, while we're here, let me look up the lyrics to make sure y'all know I be decoding shit and it don't be right.
Divorce babes.
I be thinking, divorce babes. Oh, shit. Yeah, so that's what, let me read this. Oh, yeah, this is, my girl saying, I ain't got too much time to see when I start make time for you to show how much I care. What's the chorus? I know. Oh, yeah. This is on my type of time. She said, I know that it's wrong, but I want to have fun. Yeah.
Ooh, I know that's right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Out of all the people in the world, what is the likelihood of jumping out of my life and into yours? I know that's right, I do. So, yeah. Oh, my God. It's like a very feel good song. Like, the beat is like very upbeat. I was listening to work. I was like, yeah, this is my vibe. I want to have fun, and I know it's wrong. Yeah. You feel me?
Ooh, nana.
Next, we have Grannies by Maxo Cream. So I had never listened to Maxo Cream until the other day. You didn't listen to Maxo Cream?
I've heard a few of his songs.
Well, this song came on, and the beat was hard, and he was right. Like, it was like, you know how niggas be off beat, a.k.a. like G Herbo and Young Nudy? They'll be off beat sometimes. He was like, when I say riding the beat, like consistently. For a good 3 to 4 minutes. I was like, oh yeah, he was riding that for sure. Next we have Dancing Chrono Remix by Aaron Smith. This is like a, not quite EDM, almost like a funk / EDM vibe, if you will. Next we have More by IMDDB. This is a UK artist. I discovered this song like years ago, maybe like in 2019. And she's basically talking about, of course, love relationships. And then she's talking about how she wants more from the nigga that she's dealing with. Tell me who you've been around. Tell me who you've been around. Tell me. If you can't handle the heat, nigga. Oh, what is she talking about cheating? Because I have two songs, if that's the case, talking about cheating. So, tell me who you're around. Tell me you're around. If you can't handle the heat, then come over. Damn. Yeah, this is talking about she getting cheated on.
Damn.
And what? Is this a sign?
I didn't have... A cheating song,
what the fuck?
Too. Bust your window.
She's saying, playing myself and now I'm cold. I tried to forget, but now I know. You let me down. You just had to go. Just give me a reason to hold on. Always give me a reason to let go. Tell me if you know me, then you know I know. So basically, she like, nigga, tell the truth. I already know you cheating. You think I can't handle
cheating a lot?
Laying on the beach. That's basically what she's saying. But the song is really good. It has like a real cool beat. Like it's a very, that's how you know it's been had a very, because all these years I didn't know she was talking about like getting played. Because I'll just be in the car like, tell me if you know me, then you know I know. It was like that type shit. Okay. All you do is take, all you do is burn, take the pain away, cry into the pillow. I don't know her name, but I see the vision. Damn, I don't pay no attention to songs. Anywho, next we have Go by whoever this person, Cat Burns. I discovered this song on TikTok, also talking about cheating.
Fuck.
She basically saying, get out of my life. Like, you cheated on me. You was fucking up. You got to deal.
Leave. Get out. Right now, it's the end of you and me. It's too late, and I can't wait for you to be gone. Cause I know
leave.
I found her,
right.
And I wanna.
Now,
wanna, you said that you would treat me right, but you were just a waste of time.
Ooh, this shit's sad. Tried calling yesterday, but got your voicemail again. Rush over to your uni hall. Oh, there you go, also.
You say uni hall.
To the uni. You know they call university uni. Rushed over to the uni hall. Saw her leaving your place. You said you fucked up on a night out. You drank way too much. You're feeling bad now. Well, look at what you've done. You said you never do. You fucked it for yourself. This is the end of me and you. Am I okay? Anywho. Next, we have Baby Cakes by Lil Uzi Vert. This person called Mira Massa. Massa? Massa sounds crazy. It better be Massa. And they better be black.
I think it's Massa.
Hope not. It's also like a not quite EDM. It's like a... I don't know. It's not like how... It's not giving rock star status like Uzi usually does. He's a feature, though. It's not his song.
Or just it's cute, like a cute pop.
Yeah, but I say it's like a cute pop with like a little trap-ish beat. Next we have You Got Next by Amendi. Amendi, I discovered her through TikTok. Then I found out that she was on Isaiah Rashad's album. I think it's this song called Herb, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's on there and she's like bald head. You know I'm biased, so she has a bald head and she's chocolate and her vibes is real cool. She has a song. We'll put this on the playlist. It's called Tilly. She said, don't got a man, but I got niggas
telly
on my telly.
Telly by Amendi?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't got a man, but I got niggas on my telly. I know that's right, queen.
On the telly.
Right. Next, we have Helium by ASL. I just listened to this the other day. Oh, this cover fire. I've been on my white people stuff this week, if y'all can't tell. This song is kind of sad, though. Because the first line... It says, floating through the air, all I need is your body. Are you fucking down? Is it me or somebody else? I'm not okay this week, I guess. I don't know. Then last we had Pretty Girls by Little Dragon. I first discovered this song when Duran Bernard was on the Terrell Show. And he sung it. He didn't sing. I would say he didn't sing it better than them. It's like, it's different vibes. He sung it in like an acoustic way, but the real song is like crazy. It's basically saying like, you magnify the universe, grab your purse. Grab your dreams. Pretty girl, don't get stuck. Like, don't become content. You a bad bitch. Be a bad bitch. Living your truth. Get your Telfeezy and let's fucking go. You feel me?
That was me putting on my
purse. Tuck your lip gloss, your gun, and your dreams in your purse. And let's fucking go. That's what they're talking about. So those are all my bops of the week. This playlist is going to be so good this week.
The other one is good. It's also available on Spotify and Apple
okay.
Music.
Okay, playlist available on Spotify and Apple Music. I'm going to put JoJo's Spotify account link in the bio now so you can find all of them because that's what I did last week. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go either check the link for last video. I'll also put the link down below and for this video as well. Mm-hmm. For people listening to the podcast, I should put it in the podcast description. I hope if I remember. I remember. That was the bops of the week.
Yes.
Do you have anything for the people?
I hope you have a really great week. Spring has sprung, basically, because this week we're going to have some warm weather. I think today's maybe our like last full day of like warm weather. Next week, we don't know if we'll catch you guys because we will be in Atlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta, babe. Your friend said he want to be on the show.
Babe.
Timothy!
Hey,
Tim. We're going to be in Atlanta because we're going to... Happy birthday. I don't know if her birthday is going to be here by then, but we're going to a birthday party in Atlanta this weekend for my friend India. Hey, India. So, it's going to be fun. It's giving. I'm excited. I feel like I love Atlanta. I feel like it's our type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like she's going to be playing, like... It's going to be cute music. Like, the mood board for the party is real cute. The concept is real fucking cute. Very much Atlanta. It's giving like Atlanta.
I love Atlanta. So
welcome to Atlanta.
I'm really, really excited. And also, Dan lives in Atlanta.
Oh my God. Hey, Dan, if you
want. Hey, Dan. Because I posted something on my story about an interview, and he was like, I've been manifesting for y'all to move to Atlanta. He literally said that.
Have you, Daniel? Because
we miss you, Dan.
We miss. That's my dog. We might have to like do dinner or something on Friday.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Once we figure out our living situation for the weekend.
Yeah, because we're going to have somewhere to live, regardless. Yeah,
regardless. We're going to have somewhere
to live.
We're
just trying to see if we're going to spend money. It'll be for the free.
Right, right, right.
But anyway.
Dan, hey, Dan. Shout out to you. Shout out to Tim. Shout out everybody. We're going to be in Atlanta, so if we might do, if I buy a vlogging camera, I should be buying a vlogging camera because I just need one. If we don't have like a podcast episode, then we're gonna have a vlog. Okay, your kid said something else.
Tell him I said to stop dancing and get out there with them people on that battlefield. He better have that same energy.
He's talking about vest. JoJo kids are
they're obsessed
much.
With the war right now.
they told JoJo. JoJo had on like a green velour like sweatsuit on Friday. They told her, "You having too much fun for us to be going to war."
They said, "Thank you for your service."
Damn, everybody calling me.
Let's wrap this up so we can go ahead and get some food.
Sorry, everybody wants to call a bitch. Okay, I don't have any advice for you guys this week except for don't do drugs per usual, don't drink or drive, use protection. We're going to war, guys. If you haven't been being updated on the Russian-Ukraine war, then talk to JoJo's kids. They are well-versed in it.
They are.
They know the ins and outs, the who, what's, when, where's, and why's, what the fits are going to be, why we shouldn't be having fun. So please direct all your questions to JoJo, and she will then direct you to the kids'
Instagram
stories.
I will let my kids know, and I will tell them exactly what y'all want
to
say.
We might need to start a short response column for these next few episodes for the kids to tell us about the war.
Because I would actually ask them, what do you guys want to say to my podcast listeners about the fucking war? Because obviously they have a lot to say about me. And that I shouldn't be having no fun. Because one of them said we're in a pandemic. And one of them said thank you for your service.
One day we're going to have a podcast. It's just going to be us reading DMs. Random ass DMs. Because my TikTok comments be wild. JoJo kids be funny as shit. We're just going to have to have hopes where we read comments. But we're going to war, guys. If you want to go with that nigga. You want to go with that nigga. Go with us.
Us saying that us and still not going with who's
still us. Us still single. Not dating that man.
Not dating the love of our lives.
Go with that nigga. You feel me?
If you want to go, then go. If you want to shoot a shot, shoot your shot. We could literally die tomorrow. Because Vladimir said.
Vladimir is wild as fuck. Like,
you cannot trust no nigga. That's worse than Doofenshmirtz. You feel me? He said any country that attempts to interfere will experience consequences never seen in history.
And I was telling Ebony, we've literally seen genocide.
So he must have some else up his sleeve. What the fuck? So like I said, we could be dying tomorrow. Go with that man if you want to go with him. Do what you want to do. Make yourself happy. Yes. If it make you happy, then do it. Us still not doing that, but whatever.
If you like it, I love it.
You like it, I love it. Facts. All right, guys. So this has been another episode of Black Foodie, the podcast with Ebony
and JoJo, where all things are elegant, graceful. The camera just cut off.
I know you fucking
lying. Oh, we better stop this shit. We're going to start over.
Okay, like we were saying, this has been another episode of Black Foodie, the podcast with Ebony
and JoJo, where all things are elegant, graceful, and black as hell.
Bye.
Bye.